This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi, truth in engineering.
Well, Lee Jansen won 8 times on the PGA Tour, including a couple of U.S. Opens. Last Sunday, he got his first Champions Tour victory at the Ace Group Classic in a playoff with Bart Bryant. It is a pleasure to welcome Lee Jansen to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Lee.
Hello, John. How's it going?
It's going good. Congratulations on all of that.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
You won early, your 8th start. Was it important to you to win early out there?
Well, one of the, as you said, goals, you know, well before I even got on the senior tour, champions tour, sorry. You know, one of the things everybody hopes to do is they can win their first start. Because, you know, we all know that the best chance of playing well on the champions tour is when you get turn 50, because the youngest players are going to be the best players. It's just, you know, with the age group, that's how it works. So you only get one shot at winning that first one. It didn't happen, but you know, then, you know, I got my feet wet last fall and I realized where my game needed to get to, and you know, both physically and mentally. So I was aiming for what happened last weekend, but after the first week in Boca Raton, it didn't look like it was getting ready to happen the very next week, but I was hoping it's somewhere down the road.
So I assume then you were preparing in your late 40s to go play on the Champions Tour. You were always going to play the Champions Tour?
Well, yeah. So I started getting asked the question somewhere around 45 quite regularly. And the question was always, how old are you? And I'm like, I already know what they're asking. They want to know how close I am to being 50, so I'll go play the Champions Tour. Which I didn't really react very kindly to that kind of question, because, you know, I said, do I look like I'm 50? Anyway, as I got closer and I suddenly started hitting it shorter off the tee and guys were hitting it further on the web.com and the PGA Tour, I was very much starting to look very forward to playing the Champions Tour. So I'd say the last year and a half, I could not wait to turn 50.
You know, you talk about winning in your early 50s. Is that strictly a length thing, Lee?
Well, every year, you know, we have to battle to see if we can still move as good, keep our bodies in good enough shape, be physically as fit. I've been dedicated to getting in the gym as much as I can, within reason, and being wise about it, not to overdo it, so I can continue my career, and I'm going to continue to do that, and hopefully it'll keep going. But we all know that any given week, things can creep up and keep us from playing. So I'm grateful for every week I'm going to feel good. But, you know, the things start to diminish from after 55. If you just look at all the guys' careers on the Champions Tour, if guys have won a bunch of tournaments, it's always between 50 and 55. And the guys who win pretty regularly after that are just phenomenal that they do that.
Let's go back for a second to last Sunday. You're one back. You need to birdie 17. You don't birdie the par 5. What was your mindset going to 18T?
Well, I got the 16 under on 11. And up to that point, everybody that I was playing with was making plenty of birdies. So I just figured, you know, we had to keep the pedal down and keep going, make more birdies. So to go those next 6 holes without making any birdies, and I had, you know, some really good opportunities, it was just one hole after another. Well, I could have got one, I didn't. So 18 was really no different. It was just another opportunity. I wasn't really looking like 17 was my only chance. But it would have been great to birdie 17 and have a chance to birdie 18 to win right then. When I got the 18 fairway, I was very grateful that I had a chance to hit a good shot and possibly get into a playoff. But we really don't want to be in a playoff. I mean, we you know, if you can win, it'd be nice to win right there in regulation, and it'd be even better if you could play 18 without any stress at all. But I don't know what that feels like. It's always got to be hard for me for some reason.
You know, over that birdie putt on the 54th hole, the television folks always talk about the fact that players draw on past experiences. Were you drawn in any past experiences?
Well, I do think, and I have talked about it recently with other folks, my very first win, I had to make a really hard 5-foot putt that broke probably 4 or 5 inches for my very first win. And there, you know, have to make that putt to win. And then the next few times I won, I ended up making a putt on the last hole to win, and it continued on. So I can look back and say maybe just that first putt ever in Tucson, you know, made a big difference, that it just sort of, you know, helped sit in my nervous system in the right way. So I didn't think about it on 18 on Sunday, the 54th hole, but I had peace that I was, all I wanted to do was start it online and hit it the right speed. So I guess I had the peace that I could do that. I mean, I really felt like doing that was not impossible. It was just a matter of actually doing it. So I, you know, stayed focused on the task at hand and lined up my putt right where I wanted to line it up and just made a smooth stroke.
We're talking with Lee Jansen here on the Augusta Golf Show. Have you had to acclimate to three-round tournaments?
It is a little different. Thursday mornings, sometimes European Tour will be on TV in the locker room, or even the regular tour event, you know, if we're on the East Coast or opposite coasts. Depending on where we are, you know, sometimes the regular tour is on it. It throws you off a little bit. Like, wait a second, the tournament's already started. What are we doing? and then you remember you start Friday, so it's a little different, and it feels more like a sprint, even though it's only one less day. You know, guys could shoot low score that first day, and it's just that much harder to catch them.
I mentioned that you've played in 8 tournaments on the Champions Tour. What's been your biggest surprise out there, and are you going to be another one of the golfers that says just how good these guys still are?
Well, the best way to put it is I don't believe there is another set of 50-year-old athletes that perform as close to their peak as the Champions Tour does. Now, can we go out and beat the regular tour guys? I don't think so. Not unless we play shorter courses. But, you know, it's hard to beat these young guys when they drive it as far as they do and have a short iron, and then we would have to hit a middle iron because you just don't score with 5 and 6 irons. You score with your short irons.
Have you seen anybody out there hitting it better on the Champions Tour than they did on the regular tour?
I don't know about better, but it is impressive that some of the guys' moves are exactly the same and they still hit it exactly the same. Tom Pernice is very fit. He just still doesn't even look like he's 50 years old, and he's pretty strong. I know he moves it out there pretty good distance. Michael Allen's another one who's really strong and hits it pretty far. Kevin Sutherland, we also don't believe that he's already 50. he doesn't look it either, and he is driving the ball pretty far too.
And you know,
I don't know if there's anybody really hitting it any further than they did before.
Despite all the injuries and everything he's gone through, there's no way Bill Glasson is 50 years old.
Yeah, well. Yeah, hey, I saw a stat, I believe, maybe just yesterday on TV. He's had 25 surgeries over 30-something years. So, you know, your body, just the trauma of surgery itself, it takes like a year to get over that. You know, forget what actually has to heal and rehab. So for him to be doing that basically continuously every single year, it's amazing that he's still playing.
Did you ever wear a glove?
I did up until my sophomore year in college, or junior year in college, somewhere right in there.
Why'd you stop?
And then I quit wearing a glove. Basically, we had a lot of rain and qualifying. I went to Florida Southern right here in Florida, and all my gloves were wet. And so I was playing without a glove in the rain a few times, and it felt good. And my teammate Rocco didn't wear a glove at the time, so I was ready to try it. So I changed my grips to cord grips and sanded them down like he showed me, and went to my first college tournament and won. And I thought it was a really good idea not to wear a glove anymore.
He is Lee Jansen, the latest winner on the Champions Tour, winning at the Ace Group Classic last weekend. Lee, thanks, congratulations, and thank you for taking the time to do this.
Sure. And by the way, I'm wearing a glove now.
Are you really?
Yeah, I started wearing a glove in 2006, because I was hitting so many balls trying to implement a new swing, something into my swing, that my hands were so tender and beat up from hitting balls that I actually started wearing two gloves to practice with to save my hands. And then I started liking wearing the gloves so much that I tried in the tournament and played really well, and then it's been on ever since.
I hadn't noticed. I'm just so used to you not wearing a glove.
Yeah, it's I get that all the time. Like, people are like, when did you start wearing a glove? It's actually kind of amazing. It's been 9 years.
Well, we're not the brightest folks. Thank you, Lee.
All right, thank you. I'm glad I get to call in. And, you know, this is the good part about winning a tournament is we get to talk about it a little bit for a couple days.